Shalom. You are at the commemoration site for the fallen soldiers of the Golani 12th Battalion during the Yom Kippur War in 1973. A few days before the war broke out, Battalion 12 left the front lines of the Golan on leave. 2 days later, the soldiers rushed back from their homes and on Saturday, the 6th of October 1973, climbed into their armored personnel carriers and ascended up to the Golan. The armies of both Syria and Egypt had launched a surprise attack against the State of Israel, and the Yom Kippur War had begun. The first mission of Battalion 12, under the command of Lieutenant Yaakov Shachar, was to assist the soldiers of Golani Battalion 13, who were holding the outposts along the border in the northern Golan. Under heavy fire, units of the battalion delivered ammunition and supply to the outposts and evacuated the injured. Company G arranged for peripheral defense around the Nafach base, where the command of the Golan Division was stationed. At the same time, Syrian armored forces stormed into the Golan and reached the Nafach base. Company G had no anti-tank weapons, so it had no choice but to retreat. However, one young Golani officer, Effie Fine, stayed fighting. He was able to arrange tanks and cannons for action against the Syrian troops and block them until the Israeli reserve forces were able to join. On Tuesday, the 9th of October, the Syrians launched an intense effort to break the front line into the northern Golan. Commando Syrian forces attacked the region of the Druze village of Bukata. Company A of Battalion 12, under the command of the battalion commander, raced to confront them. In the middle of a tomato field, the Israeli force spread out and faced the Syrians. A tough battle ensued, resulting in the battalion commander's APC being hit by an RPG rocket and the commander being killed. Despite the casualties, the force kept on fighting and reached a situation of hand-to-hand combat with the Syrians. Suddenly, the battlefield became quiet. A force from the reconnaissance company of the 7th Brigade arrived to the site, evacuated the injured, and joined in the bloody battle against the Syrian force. In this battle alone, 5 Golani soldiers, including the battalion commander, Yaakov Shachar, were killed, and 12 soldiers were injured. After the battle, the deputy commander, Erwin Levy, was selected to be the battalion commander, and preparations to lead a counterattack into Syria began. On Thursday, October 11th, the 12th Battalion was ordered in a line of APCs and began moving eastwards into Syria. Division 36, that included the 7th Armored Brigade, the Infantry Golani Brigade, and other units, led the offensive into Syrian territory. The infiltration route passed at the foot of the Hermon Ridge and continued into Syria up to the village of Mazrat Beit Jan. The entire region between the border and Mazrat Beit Jan was occupied. The village was the deepest point inside Syria that the IDF had reached, some 37 kilometers from the suburbs of Damascus. The Syrians knew that controlling the village was essential and therefore had stationed their heavy forces of both tanks and infantry. The occupation of the village was done by the 71st Armored Battalion together with a force from the elite Matkal Reconnaissance Unit. It was a difficult battle, but the Israeli forces were successful in gaining control over the village. By October 13th, those forces were replaced by Battalion 12 and a tank company. On the same day, the Syrians renewed their attacks over the village while using their best units and the most advanced T-72 tanks. The Syrians stormed again and again with amazing fortitude. The attacks, which were followed by heavy artillery coverage, failed once and again, only to be renewed each time. But the determination of the Golani soldiers and of the tank's crewmen brought eventually the retreat of the Syrians. On that night, two Israeli 175mm cannons were positioned in the outskirts of the village and shot 20 shells over the airport of Damascus. The Yom Kippur War, that was opened as a full surprise for the IDF, ended when Damascus was in cannon range of the Israeli army. During the Yom Kippur War, 21 soldiers from Golani Battalion 12 were killed. May their memory be blessed. Thank you for your attention.